People just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Up next, the Hannah Montana Marathon.
Yes!
And for all you fans, the Miley Cyrus Tour is coming.
Ah! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! You're watching Hannah Montana? Well, yeah, to make fun of it. I mean, look how stupid she is with her clothes and her makeup and that fabulous hair. Will you help me?
All right, fine.
It's Sheeman and Shepherd on a Friday on ESPN Southwest
Everybody
Florida.
Looking at me
the best
now.
Part about the beginning of that, you know, when Stewie is wants to go, oh my god, my god, that episode is hysterical because Brian sneaks him into the to meet her backstage before the concert. She becomes very friendly with him, and it turns out that Miley is actually a robot.
Really?
And Stewie tries to reprogram her.
But he turns her
into like his evil.
Like Godzilla type.
Yeah, like King Kong. Miley, chance of climbing this very tall building. And it's Peter and Quagmire shoot her down in a plane. But she's metal. She's a robot. It's hysterical. The episode is hysterical.
Yes, Chris?
I was just looking at the board back here.
Yes.
Where I pin up ridiculous things that have been said.
By you guys, yeah.
Listeners as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
January 31st, 3:34, Raider Mike says Davante Adams will be a Raider.
Well, I think he let us know that.
No, but that's a good one.
That's
a hell of a call right there.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Because Pete jumped his bleep when he was on.
Yes.
You were gone. Pete went all Pete on him and yelled at him for
that's
something.
That's impressive.
No, because he has him automatically in the Super Bowl.
Credit where credit's due.
That's right, Raider Mike.
Credit. And I said they're a good team, I said, but they're not automatically going to the Super Bowl. And he was ripping the Chargers, and then I brought up some names that he forgot that were on the team. It's all good.
All right.
That's a great pick by him.
Yeah. All right, we'll do some phone calls.
You said Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Raider, too.
Well, yeah, that's true. We will run down the texture bracket results, so we're down to the Sweet 16. One quick text from Paratrooper. See, Paratrooper gets me. He says, hey, yeah. Craig, pick up a frozen pizza at Publix and a couple of Coors Lights.
They don't have any frozen pizza at Publix. Gone.
No, they do.
No, it's not on Friday night.
No, we're good.
That's one thing they have in abundance.
Yeah, we're stocked. We're ready to go. But Paratrooper gets me.
Kathleen, thank you for the birthday wishes.
Yep.
Husky Bill is right. Raider Mike thinks everybody will be a Raider. So that's a fair point.
That's true.
Hi, Dev. Happy birthday, Pete and Missy. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Fair point. Yeah.
Missouri guy. Fair point. Happy Friday, guys.
All right, I see Otis is on standby. I'm sure Sean will be calling. We got to get the texture bracket in. Harry Carey, we're loaded.
We're
going to
tell you the number. We're just going to tell you who. We're going to tell you by how much you won by. We're not going to give you, like you won by 10 votes. You won by 12 votes. Not going to say. We'll just tell you.
Okay. All right, we'll do the rundown here as soon as he gets off the phone. Looks like Wig is checking in. All right, it's going to be a loaded segment. We have to do rapid fire version of the now, former MLBers check. You know what? While Chris is on the phone, maybe we should start the result. But he's got the result.
No, he's got it. We've got to do the rundown first before we do anything.
And we got
it's sponsored. We have to do the rundown first.
Yeah. Got a 4-hour show. Everybody calls this segment. We got to get them all on. All right. Time now for a Sports Center. What?
No.
What do you got going on?
No. I'm
not ready. Hold on one second.
Oiled machine.
Hold on one second. I'm answering calls. I'm juggling things. I've got a fire back here.
Computer not working? What's going on?
Oh, it was just dead. Not dead. It went to sleep.
Are you ready?
Almost.
That's a no.
Somebody's on line 4, too.
That's probably Sean. We're full of phones.
It is Sean. So, Sean, you're going to have to wait.
Stand by.
Hold on one second, buddy.
Jesus. It's time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Like the good old days, 16 minutes past the hour, and it's sponsored.
It's 15.
Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com.
Sweet 16 action tonight starts on ESPN Southwest Florida at 7 o'clock. First game up, St. Peter's against Purdue, 7:30. Providence takes on Kansas. The late game's at 7:40. UNC taking on UCLA. Then at 10 o'clock, Iowa State faces the U.
Yes.
Miami Dolphins restructure cornerback Byron Jones' contract today, creating over $10 million in salary cap space. He took to Twitter to say he restructured his contract to get burnt by Tyreek Hill in practice every day.
And also
nice little line.
Free up some money for nice Tom Brady
line.
When he comes to the Dolphins. All right, Pete, I think we should do the bracket right now,
yeah,
real quick,
that.
And then we'll get to the phones rapid fire. Chris, do you have the percentages?
Just the number of votes they won. So we'll start right. with Otis beat Bad Attitude Guy by how many votes?
Percentage, roughly. Are we 50-50 or was it a blowout?
It's not percentage.
Am I doing percentage?
Number of votes.
Am I doing
number of votes.
No.
Yes.
That's why he's going to need a calculator to do percentage.
I got to figure out how to zoom in because I got it.
All right, I'm going to say never mind on the totals.
Just boom!
Tell us if it was close or not.
Otis beat Bad Attitude Guy a little more than 2-1.
Okay.
Pittsburgh John beat Green Falcon about 60-40.
Okay.
Maybe a little less. Mikey Womp Womp beat Anti Pete Guy 40 by about 10%.
Okay.
Wig, that was a big win over Golden Knight.
All right.
That was a large
okay.
win. About 25. three quarters of the vote went to Wig.
Wig's
there.
A winner, man.
Cougar Hunter got about 70% of the vote over Paratrooper.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Display Seahawks fan beat Anti Buckeye Go Blue by one vote.
Wow.
One single vote.
Woo! Wow.
Thirsty Nick got Grand Poobah by, it's called 65%.
All right.
Cocoa Puffs beat Homie the Clown. He had about 66% of the vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Raider Mike down Dopey with about 60% of the vote.
Wow. All right.
Roses in Bedroom Guy beat the brakes off of Lonnie Kai.
Oh.
About 75%.
Mm-hmm.
Utah! Beat LeBron Hater number one. It was close.
Okay. All right.
Not as close as one vote,
yeah.
But it was close.
Okay.
Officer Sean downed Just Move Here Guy. About 2-1 vote there.
Wow.
Harry Carey beat Female Ref. He had about 70% of the vote.
Oh, okay.
Scrolling down, sorry. Jabba the Butt beat Purdue Burger Kyle. Wow, that was a lot. That was about 70% of the vote. Kathleen beat 6'3". About 70% of the vote. And Art the Bills fan beat Awesome Tar Heel. He had like 80% of the vote. So I'd say Art was the biggest winner in that round.
I forgot to bring this up the other day to you guys. Chris wasn't here. I forgot to bring this up to you, Craig. Guess who copied our idea?
Who?
Finey.
What? Oh, did he do a caller bracket?
Finey did a caller bracket this week. I get home every day.
Unbelievable.
And I put on 6:30.
Finey.
And the callers are like, they're going at each other.
It's a good idea.
He didn't do as many as we did, but
it's a good idea.
I think he did 16, but he copied us.
Yeah, yeah.
Flattery.
Yep.
All right, so with those moving on, here are the matchups. Otis will take on Pittsburgh John.
Yep.
This is Sweet 16 stuff. Mikey Womp Womp will take on Wig. Next, we'll have Cougar Hunter taking on Display Seahawks fan. Thirsty Nick goes against Cocoa Puffs. Raider Mike taking on Roses and Bedroom Guy. Utah versus Young
Utah!
Officer Sean.
Wow.
Harry Carey versus Jabba. And Kathleen takes on Art the Bills fan. That's going to be a hotly contested one.
Epic matchup right there.
All right. Most of these texters, you know, these guys are smart. These are texters that have advanced, and they're calling in now to help their game out a little bit. Let's go to the phones. Let's start off with Otis. Otis is a live report from Legoland with the kids. Welcome. This is how important this is to Otis. Otis, welcome. How are you?
Otis.
How the hell are you, boys? It's loud here.
Are you in a Lego house?
I'm waiting to get on a roller coaster with the kids.
Made out of Legos?
No.
Yeah, they got roller coasters here.
Yeah.
No, but made out of Legos.
He can't hear you. He can't hear you.
No, it's not made out of Legos. It's made out of wood and metal. Thank God. I mean, what do you want me to... Hey! Come on!
Do you like roller coasters, or are you scared of them?
No, I'm not scared of them. I just, it's once every year or every.
Yeah.
if you know, that I do something with him.
So we've had Harry call from Disneyland and almost get kicked out. We got Otis checking in from Legoland. This is good stuff.
Yeah, I'm not getting kicked out. I haven't even got a beer yet.
Yeah.
Some like apple pie. But listen, I'm all right. Listen, my aggravating kid keeps telling me to tell you. She said hi.
Okay. Well, hello, Vector, and she's lovely.
Which one is that?
The one that y'all like so much. The one that annoys the hell out of me. the back in my day kid. That's the one.
She's lovely. Yeah.
Hold her. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? You having fun?
Hi.
Hi. Give us a back in my day.
Yeah. Back in my day, we didn't have phones.
That's great. Oh, man.
So, well, back in my day, we had Legos.
Yeah. We're getting ready to load up.
Okay. So, I'm
looking forward to the minor safe. Hurricanes winning tonight.
Yes.
All right.
That's all I care about.
Be safe. Have a great time. Yeah. Good luck to your Canes.
Fun, Otis.
All right, guys.
All right. See you later. Take care.
That's Otis, everybody. All of us would, if we had more time, I'd like him to stay on the phone during the roller coaster, but that could be, I don't think they let you keep your phones out.
No, I was on a roller coaster at Disney that got shut down because some guy dropped his glasses
in
the sensor.
That's crazy.
What a pain in the rear.
Shut down for an hour.
That's brutal.
Thunder Mountain. Like, that's a pretty big
park.
He was.
Oh, because he tried to reach in and get them.
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
Trip to sensor.
But they were $400 glasses.
That's what he said.
That's a tough call.
No, but what I say is.
Where's that expensive glasses to a theme park?
Yeah, you get the scratched up plastic ones for
the
theme park.
Yes, buy the cheapos.
What to do? They do have a lot. They do go and check all that stuff after everything is shut down. They have a maintenance crew that they would have found them and brought it to, and you could have gone the next day and got them.
All right, let's go to Wig. My man Wig standing by. Wig, congratulations. You also have advanced in the Sheeman Shepherd Texas bracket quite handily. How are you, Wig?
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you so much, man. Like I said, I got to get a shout out to my BCB&E Army, because my man Harry came on the job site to say, he said, Wig, you're going to win today if it's up to me, and I don't give a shoot who knows about it. I'm going to make sure everybody on this job site vote for you today. And I said, I was like, my eyes was like 50 cent pieces, because this guy Harry, he's like a real hot caddy. So when he comes through the site, he's literally like about to fire somebody or something like that. But when he said, Kenny, better get your phone out. And I was like, hey, man, I appreciate this so much. You know, because, like, you know, I didn't really know them guys was tuned in like that, him and Andrew.
So you guys are pulling your Naples.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't going to say it like that, but a lot of people in Naples listening to me as well. So I really appreciate that.
You guys are pulling votes.
Hey, man, it's like this, bro. Like
wow. You've created an alliance.
No collusion.
Like I said, I got an army too, man. I hate that you did me. And I'm going to say it on air. Chris, I hate you, dog.
Are you upset about your...
You're supposed to be a Dolphin brother. I'm like, Craig, now, I think you like the Bears for real.
Are you... Why? Are you upset at your matchup, your potential matchup in the Sweet 6 or the Elite 8?
Well, I didn't know it was going to be like that, because you know how it is. Like I tell my kids that I coach, it ain't an iron team. You know how they say it like that? But I say it's an in and win, and it's an in and fun, and winning is fun as we win.
It's an N in losing.
Well, you get Mikey Womp Womp, and if you get by that, you might have to face Otis.
Hey, it is what it is. Like they say, you know. To beat the best, I got to go up against the best. And I know how me and Otis, you know, push the ratings and stuff. We push
that's
the
right. Ratings driver.
That's right.
But like I say, Chris, next time I see you, man, I'm going to have to check your fandom.
Hey, wait, give me a fins up.
I can't, man, because, man, with you, if I see you came in, I don't know if I can give you a favor, but I know y'all got to get us out of here so I can get my man Harry carry on, because he pushed his show too. But anyway, how about
ratings driver.
Fears up, everybody.
Hey! All right, Wig. Yes. Have a good weekend, my friend. All right.
I'm going to pretend that fins up was directed at me.
Okay. Oh,
that was the response, Wig. So, last word.
All right, we're short on time. We've got a couple more. Here we go. Yeah. Former MLBer checking in. What's up, former MLBer? What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Sorry to started to follow all the contestants.
Yeah, that's all right.
Anyway.
You're still upset.
That's all right. No, it's all good. So I sent a text yesterday about and just spitballing some stuff. Tom Brady to the Dolphins. Had no clue. Like, I hadn't heard anything about it. How's it going to work out? I have a $30 bet with my oldest son that he's going there. He thinks he's not. I think he is.
He might.
It may not be till next year. It may not be till next year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I hear you. But I think it's a real situation, don't you? I mean, I don't think he'd wait till next year. I think it's either this year or not.
Well, I don't know. He recruited a lot of guys to come back and play with him. I trust.
I think there's enough smoke by this fire to have something there.
Yep.
All right, thank you, MLB Era, former MLB Era. Always appreciate it. And last call this segment, ladies and gentlemen, young officer Sean, who passed yet another test this week at the academy, got 100 on it. That's right. That's right.
And more importantly, advanced in the Texter bracket.
Yeah. Well, not more importantly.
Well. Yeah. And he did advance
for the
Texter bracket.
For the purpose of this
show, yes. Sean, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
You are, man. You're having a good week between the Texter bracket and the police academy.
Having a great week, and the car's not going in the shop this weekend, so it's a good week.
What happened? What
stringing
happen?
A couple wins together, Sean? I love to hear it.
I know, right? The car's good for right now. I still have some other things planned to do to it, but holding that off right now, they're not really important.
How are you going to celebrate this weekend?
Cautionary.
Are you going to celebrate? How are you going to celebrate this weekend?
No, I might be going. Bowling and laser tag with a group of the people from the academy tonight, maybe.
There you go.
Okay.
On that.
There you go.
Well, fine. Remember what happened last night? Now make sure they're all 21, right? I'm telling you, go to headpins. So at least you're getting, if somebody's not 21, then go play video games.
The headpins in Fort Myers that has the big bowling on it.
Yeah, perfect.
Airport. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're going there.
Sean making a public appearance. Everybody go by.
Yeah,
check it out.
People are fun to see the car going down in the Fort Myers,
That's right.
I keep getting. I've had I've been driving down the Cave and down to Pato, and it's not even people at a show anymore. I literally have my own CO officers as I'm driving recognize my car.
Everybody.
It literally happened to me today. I'm just listening to you guys, and I hear a car pull up next to me turn on his radio. I'm sitting there, I'm like, nah, because I was suspicious of him. I'm like, why is this person turning down the radio since they get to my car?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's going to be one or two people. It's either going to be a listener or it's going to be one of my COs. I turn around. And he's looking dead at me. He's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, this is where I live. I don't know about you. So now I'm sitting here. I'm like, I don't know what you're doing in my area, but, I didn't know you lived here. I thought you lived closer to the prison, but I guess not. So now I'm sitting here having a conversation with a man with like 10 minutes in Del Prado waiting for a light to change.
You know what? It's always easy to talk to Sean in his car because his window's always down.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got your air conditioning.
Oh, Sean, we're getting to the hot part of the year, buddy.
It's been the hot part of the year.
If I can do Uber...
You're right.
I mean, remember, I'm not going to be driving as much anymore. I'll be working in the prison as much.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I'll be working more of in the prison.
Yeah. Who needs AC? That's right.
Who needs AC? You know, if you got wind and you got speed, it generates your own AC.
Yeah,
that sounds like Tyreek Hill.
All right, Sean, you have a wonderful weekend, man. Good to hear you.
I will do my best, too.
I appreciate that. That is young officer Sean.
Look at Sean stacking wins on top of each other.
How about that?
I love to
hear
it.
He's on a roll.
Cruise down Fort Myers Beach in the Monte Carlo.
Next week, he's be telling us he's got a girlfriend. He's got everything.
It's almost a winning streak. We're bordering on a winning streak.
His life
Sean
is so
right
good
there.
Right now.
Yep.
By the way, Pittsburgh John texts again. Otis should build himself a Lego boat there at Legoland because he's going to cry himself a river when I pull off the upset of the Sheeman Shipper Texter bracket.
Would be an upset.
Yeah.
Woo.
Man, oh, man.
What a day. We still have Harry Carey coming up on deck, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, we got the Naples Wealth Planning, ESPN Southwest Florida, third annual Sheeman and Shepherd Golf Scramble. Mark your calendar, Friday, May 13th. Still got some spots available. It's an 8:30 shotgun at Stony Brook. That's where Jeff Nixon works. Go check it out. Say hello. Then you register as a foursome. At our website, ESPNSWFL.com. You're going to be at the website voting on the Sheeman Shepherd Texter bracket anyway. Sign up for some golf. You get to play in the scramble. You get the dry fit golf polo, which may or may not match Kathleen's skirt. We haven't figured that out yet. Official hat, free lunch at Duffy's afterward. And we're doing our show at Duffy's after the tournament on the back patio. You're all welcome, whether you golf or not, to join us there from 2 to 6. It's presented by Sterile Bay Chevrolet Valvoline and Gavin's Ace Hardware. Harry Carey next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Got a text from Port Charlotte Joe. It says, Sean is the Patrick Mahomes of Texters, a young one making a name for himself. And I just realized the golf outing is Friday the 13th. That's not good. Who picked that date?
Me.
Good job.
All right. The other Fridays didn't make sense.
Really? Okay.
May 20th too late.
Two Memorial Day ish.
It's our 5-year anniversary. Well, it's about 9 days early, but that's
and
okay.
May 5th or May 6th is the day after Cinco de Mayo. Who that's?
So it's Seis de Mayo. Let's go to the phones.
Nailed it.
Ladies and gentlemen, a Friday tradition unlike any other here in Southwest Florida.
Who?
I bring you Harry Carey. What's up, Harry?
He's a rocket man, rocket man. Burning out his fuse up here alone. Megaphone, cheap cologne. Hey guys, how's it going on a Friday afternoon?
On Elton John's birthday, it's going fantastic.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
That's right, the original rocket man.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, I've had quite the day. I got a rare Friday off. It was delightful. I was driving to my car and say, hey, why don't I get to turn on the show? I get to hear the start of the show for a change.
Yeah, how was it?
Yeah.
Fired up. And the first thing I hear is Pete firing cannons and shots fired at my Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
But Harry, I with all due respect, first of all, I'm picking them to win the Super Bowl this year and getting the snide off their back, or whatever you want to call it. I think it's a fair assessment. I could throw the Minnesota Vikings in there, too, I guess.
Oh, you're going to get Kathleen upset. You're going to upset everybody, Pete. That's what you do.
There's a lot of teams that wish they were the Buffalo Bills. They don't even get a sniff of it.
I can't think of one.
Detroit?
Nah, I don't want to lose.
I don't mean any disrespect. It's a good analogy, Harry, don't you think?
Hey, Pete!
Yes! Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to agree with you. You got to call a spade, right? I've been a Buffalo Bills fan for about 36 years now. They've come very close many, many times. I still can't believe the 13 seconds. I was still like taking a stab. Every week I think about Patrick Mahomes. And now I got Tyreek Hill going to Miami. That was, a lot of people thought was fun. I tend to disagree. Bad enough play that ding dong once a year. Now we get to see him twice. That's fantastic.
Well, congrats for moving on in the texture bracket.
Oh, thanks, Pete. I appreciate that. A lot of guys call it with sour grapes, you know?
Yeah.
I heard this jab in the butt, so I don't know personally, but he sounds upset. He hasn't even lost anything yet.
He's still in it.
He is a little temperamental.
Former MLB-er was very depressed. I think he's still a little depressed.
Yeah.
But
next year.
Yeah.
Maybe if Jabba would stop throwing Luke Skywalker to Sarlacc pit and call into the show a little bit more, maybe he'd have a better attitude.
Sarlacc. Great reference.
That's right. Speaking of references, Where's that Joe fellow you guys had in earlier? What the heck is Todd Pete? I never heard of that in my whole life.
I've never heard of that before today. Pete apparently is all into it.
Yeah. What am I into?
Tiny Tina.
I'm not into what Joe was. Joe is a video game.
Yeah, but
game.
You knew exactly what he was talking
about. No, I said I looked it up. I looked it up on Google when he was talking. And I'd never seen anything. I've never seen it. I never heard of it before.
First time I had heard of it.
She looked freaky.
Well, I don't know who that guy Joe is, but I don't know where you've been hiding him. I think that guy, he should be a spot every week or at least a little bit.
You probably heard him.
That's like an iceberg right there.
He's our digital
guy. That guy knows a lot about a whole bunch of fun stuff.
He's our big digital guy now, but you know him. He used to be on Sunny and he used to be on B.
He does know a lot.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy. He knows a lot about pop culture and he's well versed in a lot of different things. And so it's great. He does a great job.
Useless stuff is what you're saying. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's right. Well, hey, it's good to know things about useless stuff. It helps you be relevant to a lot of different people, you know?
That's right.
I like that, Joe. We're kindred spirits. I'm a big pop culture fan myself.
Yeah.
Hey, Harry, I got a question for you. I know.
Fire away, Pete.
Will you watch the Oscars on Sunday night?
I don't know. I used to be a big Oscars fan, but it's getting a little crazy. Some of these movies that I see winning these awards, maybe you guys can help me out with this one. Who the heck is picking these things?
Academy.
The Academy.
The Academy.
They're all messed up.
The Academy.
The Academy. I don't think they know their ass from their elbows. Some of these movies, I watch them, and they're god-awful.
I agree.
Watch them. They pick movies that nobody's ever watched. That's the problem.
Exactly. I guess I could watch for a little while, but... Goodness sakes, some of these movies, they're unwatchable. I don't know, win awards for what? I'm a big fan of, a lot of people take a dump on My Cousin Vinny. What's her name?
Great movie.
Marissa Tomei.
That's right. I thought she was great in that movie. She should have won Best Actress.
That's right.
Well, she did. But what about now?
Meanwhile, her biological clock is ticking like this. I laugh every time it's on. That's a good movie.
That is a good
movie. When you can turn it on and watch it no matter how many times you've seen it. That should have won an award.
I'm looking at the Best Picture nomination so far. I can tell you this. Don't Look Up. I haven't seen that. I watched about 25 minutes of Dune and couldn't take it. Then Drive My Car. I don't even know what that is.
Don't Look Up is on Netflix. It's with Leo and...
it is? Okay. Belfast.
Yeah.
Licorice Pizza. The Power of the Dog. West Side Story. Musical. King Richard and Coda.
Seems like old movies. Seems like they've
been... So I want to see you hosting because Amy Schumer, who I don't mind, but Wanda Sykes is.
I do.
You like Wanda Sykes?
No, I mind Amy Schumer.
She's better now.
I very much mind her.
Really?
Very strong opinion about her.
Oh, really?
Went and saw her stand-up routine once. Not funny.
Well, no. Well, here's the thing. She redeemed herself.
Not funny.
There's no in-between with Amy Schumer. You either hate her or you like her.
So, Harry,
I'm a big fan of her stand-up, but I'll tell you what, she was pretty funny in the movie Trainwreck. That was a pretty funny movie.
Yeah.
LeBron, the one with LeBron?
That's right.
Oh, that was a god-awful movie.
Well, I was a big fan, more of the other people in the movie, not so much her.
Yeah, who's
did
it?
You see John Cena in that movie?
Yes. That was funny in the movie theater.
He did a fantastic job. I thought LeBron dunking on that fellow from Saturday Night Live. That was pretty funny, too.
LeBron, the great actor that he is.
Yes.
Oh, God, he was awful. But dunking on that little guy was funny. If it were up to me, best picture this year, Ready Player One. That would get my vote 10 out of 10 times.
All right.
That came out a long time ago, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I don't know. It depended on COVID and what. I was supposed to go to the Masters 3 years ago. I finally won the lottery after 20 years.
Oh, no.
I won it in 19.
Oh.
And guess what? I finally get to go this year.
Yeah.
Oh, you can go hang out with Chris.
Wow.
Well, I'm not that fancy. I'm not allowed to go for the actual tournament. I only won practice round tickets.
Practice round tickets.
Oh, par three?
You can bring your camera in, though.
Oh, jackpot, man. I didn't think I was going to be able to bring it in.
Yes, you can
That's
bring it.
We got Wednesday, 4 tickets. Me, my brother, my cousin, and my buddy. We're going up there to
walk the hallowed ground.
That's awesome.
You're driving up, you're flying.
Awesome. Well, we're flying to Atlanta, then we're going to take a car. We got a nice VRBO just down the road.
Nice. Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Well, listen, Harry, I appreciate you calling on your day off. That means a lot.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Otis is calling from Legoland. I remember you called us once on your Disney vacation. It's all good, man.
I got to tell you guys, I think the texture bracket's hilarious. It's a good idea. It brings out the, well, it brings everybody out. I don't know if it brings out the best in it or not.
Yeah, right.
It actually brings them out.
Yeah.
Well, I think next Tuesday when we find out who's moving on to the Elite Eight, we might have everyone on the air to try and make a case for themselves.
Yeah. Once we get
here. I don't think that's a bad idea. Let's get them in here. We want to learn more about everybody.
That's right.
I got no ill will towards anybody. May the best texter win.
That's yeah. right. That's right.
Yeah, have a great weekend, guys.
All right.
Comes with.
Harry Carey, everybody. Every Friday. Gotta love it. One of the clubhouse favorites, I gotta think, on the texture bracket. Go vote.
Love to go have a drink with him up there.
ESPNSWFL.com. Yeah, but he's there. He'll be gone by the time you arrive. He's there.
Well, I mean, I pull into town Thursday morning.
Yeah. Well.
Bright and early, Craig. Bright and early.
Really? A text from Coco. Greatest sports talk show on earth has surpassed the great Howard Stern for listenability. I've had to move into the slow lanes as I travel. LMAO, thank you so much. And by the way, go Wig. You know, Wig did said he was flooding the vote box with his people. Coco's one of his guys.
So would this make Chris pig vomit?
No, that's the program director. Yeah,
I don't get the reference. Howard Stern. Yes, movie. I get the reference. Yeah.
That was Giamatti, too. He was actually excellent. Yeah.
WNBC.
No, I want you to say
like Amos.
WNBC. Yeah.
Why does he have a country accent, by the way, if he's in New York City?
He's not from, because he wasn't from New York.
Oh, the PD was?
Yeah,
or,
no.
Okay.
No.
All right, we're late. What you got next? We'll close it out for the weekend. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, right. Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Backstreet's Bar and Grill, 47th Terrace in Cape Coral. Speaking of parting shots, Mikey Womp Womp says, tell Coco this just in, the Packers still suck. All right. And
well, that got confusing because Coco Puffs.
This is not Coco Puffs. This is Coco.
Right. We've got two. I think that guy was, or girl, knew something about the movie Coco, which is a spectacular movie.
Gotcha.
Un poco loco.
I am 2-0 in my last two. After a rough start to the week. Tonight, 76ers Clippers, 218. Take the over. Over. There you go. Winner, winner.
Hey, with three picks last night, went 1-2. Bruins beat Tampa Bay. What an unbelievable game that was. Talk about playoff atmosphere. Bruins back up to the number two spot, by the way. My man Noah Horkler, you might know him. He's from Florida. He's from Melbourne, Florida. He was on North Florida last year, playing in the A Sun. One of my favorite players. Got the cool hair cut. He's going to drop 4 or 5 threes tonight. And Providence is going to. Not only are they going to cover the seven, then they're going to win the game outright by four, as they always do. They won the game outright before, but definitely Providence plus a seven, Miami minus a 2.5. There you go. There's your parlay. Cash it.
And that's a pick entirely with his head.
Completely.
Yeah.
Broken it all down.
Right.
Start to finish.
We have a new texter that says, I took the long way home to keep listening. I've now named him Take the Long Way Home. Crystal Ball.
Bye.
Last night, gave you a winner. Told you to take the points with Arkansas. I also told you to play the money line. I can only do so much. That was plus 300. The points was the even money. So I'm going to consider myself 4-0 this
Musselman
week.
Musselman didn't dislocate his shoulder.
At least up 4 units.
Yes.
That's all we really care about.
Yeah.
Tonight, NBA, the Atlanta Hawks, they lay in 2.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me make sure that I'm giving out the right number. Minus 2.5 against the Warriors.
Okay. All right.
Atlanta Hawks, minus 2.5. Against the Warriors.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. Let's take care of that. No. All right, we got anything tonight? Blades?
Yeah, Sweet 16.
Sorry.
St. Pete's.
End of the week, brain cramp.
So you've been paying attention.
7 o'clock airtime, St. Peter's in Purdue. I did that off the top of my head.
Boiler up,
boiler down. Miami, Iowa State. They'll do rep. I'm sure they're going to go around.
Whip around coverage.
Greg's favorite term.
Good luck to your Tar-Heels, Chris.
Thank you. Good luck
for Chris.
Good luck, Providence.
Yep. For Pete, and good luck, Hoosier. Lady Hoosiers. Good luck for Pete Shepper. I'm Craig Sheeman. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.